Tracy, good to see you.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. We've got a lot going, so I want to get right to it. We start with the big news of the week. You have a wrap-up of our primary election.
Yes, we do. We actually got into the bulletin this week on time, on the week that it actually happened.
Working the midnight oil.
Working the weekly deadlines. But yes, we have a recap from Mike Cook on the election results that impact our area. We don't include the whole state, but a good majority of them. And we've been profiling candidates here and there and races here and there leading up to this primary. So now we have our big list of results. It was a really interesting day.
It certainly was. And a lot of hotly contested races. So it'll be interesting in November once again. We also, though, have to tell you, there's actually an election in August. If you live in the city of Las Cruces, you have a story on this because at the city council meeting, there were some big decisions made, including a mail-in ballot for the first time for an election for a bond to pay for capital projects. And it's a series of questions.
Yeah, it's a pretty long, complex set of questions. We print the entire ballot of the questions that'll be on it. We have the story in toward the front, but we have a little note referring you to the back of the paper to find that list of questions. So we did get that in. It was a big city council meeting. There are also some other proposed changes that you will be able to vote on in addition to the general obligation bond questions come August 21st or thereabouts.
And then also ranked choice voting was approved as well.
Yes, that's one of the proposed changes, ranked choice voting, as well as some changes to the recall process for elections. I guess there have been some problems in the past, so they're hoping to remedy that and smooth out that process.
All right. And, of course, ranked choice voting will prevent the need for runoff elections when a candidate does not get 40% of the vote. So that's a big change. And as you pointed out, folks will get to vote on changes to the city charter in terms of recall elections. In arts and entertainment, I see that for parents who have kids at home and they are saying, I got nothing to do, don't worry, go to the bulletin because you got summer camp information.
Definitely we're in the thick of that time of year right now. It's not too late to get signed up to some of these summer camps, especially the ones that are later in the month and in July. So we've been sprinkling them throughout our events calendars, and we feature the Doña Ana Arts Council summer camps on our arts and entertainment cover this week, which include a career art path workshop, which is a two-week immersion program in the visual arts that includes some field trips to galleries and museums. Opera Storyteller Summer Camp and Missoula Children's Theater, which will perform Peter and Wendy this year.
All right.
So lots of fun stuff to do.
Lots to do. Don't just sit at home. All right. We also have a profile of someone who does canine training.
Yes. This is a business here in town called Cloud Canine Dog Training that was started by an NMSU grad, Claren Wilson. She works on basic training classes to help create a good bond between you and your animal, but she's also working on getting a program together to train service dogs, service animals. And she wants to specialize in diabetic alert dogs, so that's really interesting. And then she also offers private classes dealing with pet anxieties and behavioral problems and hopes to expand her services. So we took a look at that.
Yeah, and I see more and more service dogs when I'm out and about nowadays, so I would think that would be a growth business. In well-being this week, you have profiles of two stroke survivors. This sounds very interesting.
Yeah, Mike Cook took on this story, taking a look. Last month was Stroke Awareness Month, so he got in contact with a couple of people locally. One is a 26-year-old nurse from Mountain View who experienced a stroke, and the other is Harold Riley, 82-year-old, who had been suffering from some health problems that contributed to his stroke. And we just take a look at their stories as well as provide some useful information about stroke prevention and how to recognize it.
Very interesting and important information. Tracy Roy is the content director for the Bulletin. Thanks so much, Tracy.
Thank you.